Israel's fascist government passes death penalty law. Let's get into it. So what happened? Israel's fascist and genocidal government passed the death penalty law. Under the depraved law, it would give the death penalty towards those who kill Israelis. So why is this depraved law evil and dangerous? It's evil and dangerous for a lot of reasons. First, the law makes a critical distinction that those who kill Israelis, not Palestinians, are going to be executed by the state. Meaning, if a Jewish Israeli terrorist injures or murders a Palestinian, that Jewish Israeli terrorist is not going to get the electric chair, the needle, or whatever. Palestinians are not protected by this law. Only Jewish Israelis are. The Palestinians are the ones who need protection under a similar law that executes Jewish Israelis, given that there have been many acts of Jewish Israeli terrorism and murder, including by settler extremists, against the Palestinian people. This law is not going to provide capital punishment towards Jewish Israeli terrorists who commit these evil acts. Second of all, in many cases, Palestinians have often had to defend themselves against Jewish Israeli terrorist aggression, including from settlers themselves, who often provoke and incite violence against Palestinians. The corrupt and racist Israeli courts are not going to find in the favor of Palestinians who defend themselves against Jewish Israeli terrorism. And thus, even those who defend themselves and the lives of others from rabid Jewish Israelis under this law will receive the death penalty. Third of all, with the far-right fascist Israeli government that's been in power for a while, this dangerous law is inevitably going to expand to not only those who specifically kill Israelis, but to other offenses, and also to those who agitate the genocidal and apartheid Israeli state, including active protesters and political dissidents. So why is this happening? This is happening because Benjamin Netanyahu, who himself is a fascist extremist, he's the prime minister of Israel. He's a fascist extremist. He aligned himself with far-right Zionist political parties, including one fascist political party named, and you can't make this up, quote, Jewish Power. He did this in order to remain in power, so politics and Jewish Israeli racism and hate against Palestinians has a lot to do with it. The Palestinian Authority, which is weak and holds no real power, said that the law is, quote, rooted in Jewish supremacy. Jewish Israelis and liberals like to say as a false talking point that Arab/Palestinians have political power in Israel. This is absolute bullshit, as evidenced by the fact that even they couldn't stop this evil Zionist fascist law. Instead, they were quoted as saying the bill crosses, quote, a clear red line as part of Israel's slide into total fascism, end quote. Finally, there's another element to this story. The article concludes with, quote, Israel has not executed anyone since Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann was hanged in 1962. The irony here is that they executed Adolf Eichmann for his white supremacist acts when they themselves have been exercising Jewish supremacy, a form of white supremacy, against the Palestinian people on Palestinian lands since 1948. Like the video, it helps with the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, let me know what you think about this story. And if you're listening to the podcast, then tweet me, let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.